asking this question, but
what question?
From a friend.
Does your ass still hurt?
One of y'all rub my butt.
Hell no.
You couldn't even sit on my toes, nigga.
What? Right. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon, there we go. Oh. Pokemon had a good theme song. Come on, Matt, you know it.
Which Pokemon theme song?
The first one. The very first
one. The first one?
Yeah, the first one that we grew up with. Yeah.
It was good, but Pokemon World to me was better.
Wait, Pokemon World?
Yeah, when it was in the Orange Islands.
How's that go?
We all live in a Pokemon world.
That was my stone point.
I wanna be the greatest master of them all.
Hey,
greatest master. We all live here.
I could swear it was black. He had to be black.
It was always that note that got like,
yes.
That makes the whole song right
I
there.
I remember her mom. She's like, oh, that's a black guy. So what was that? I said, oh no, mom.
But we all live here.
Boy, I was
the greatest master of them all. Pokemon.
This is where I put the trophies.
What spirit? I've been trying to back to the past.
Oh, you hurting? You need some Bengay? Some booty and Bengay?
Oh, that made me laugh.
Is your asshole on fire?
It's worse than before.
Shit, fuck fire, that nigga in hell.
You playing with Dante's Inferno?
Forget y'all.
They playing with the volcano, my nigga.
Mount Fuji.
Hey.
How you feeling, though?
I'm gonna get you for that.
Oh, better yet. KG used to do this to the equipment man when he was on the Celtics.
Don't you do
shut
it.
Shut up.
Don't you. Oh. Nigga. I'm gonna get you.
You gonna get me, sucker?
I'm gonna get you.
I don't see you getting much of anything.
Okay, on the.
You ain't
putting the pillow on your butt
no
now.
Ass.
Set up.
My nigga put a pillow on his ass. He said, "The shit is on fire."
Move, boy, I like your ass on fire. I like your ass on fire. Move.
My nigga broke the cage, though. It's old.
How much do you weigh, Orlando?
Right. We might need to be rethinking your weight status.
Right.
Because that motherfucker is
collapsed.
But he just collapsed. Hey,
you had three different levels of collapse.
Right?
You went first shock, second fall down, third one fall down again.
My nigga didn't even have time.
It was like the cage was sitting there saying, "Haas, we can't hold it much longer. Keep it up, steady, keep it. Oh, fuck it. I'm taking my life."
Houston, we have a problem. Spaceship is coming down.
Oh, my gosh, that hurt.
Hey.
Oh.
All bad for you, bro.
Oh. My phone there to get it all too.
This shit blew up like she was. She was.
We should have had the recording going right there, and we didn't.
Instead, bet you wish you had set your booty on my toes now.
Forget your eyes.
Again, you try to forgive me, right? You need to forget how much them ass cheeks hurt.
Do you need some ice?
Would you like some cold water on those?
Dignity is what I need.
You need dignity? You can go up your butt and around the corner to find that along with the other metal pieces you broke off yet.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the pieces ain't even attached no more.
Speak up now. On this uneventful, not really, but unusual start to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, seconds before we started this podcast, Orlando broke. I mean, absolutely destroyed.
Like Timothy McVeigh
on the Oklahoma City bombings destroyed this little cubbyhole of his. Now, how much do you weigh, Orlando?
I've been getting questioned at 125.
Oh, I've been questioning that. But you say you're 125.
Not with the way that Kate's looking. That motherfucker bit the pieces is everywhere.
And missed it. I'm 210. I've sat on that thing 3 times. I've never broken
you
it.
You have never sat on
that. I have sat on that before.
Yes, he has yes, sat I on have. That. I've yes, seen I have. Him sit on that too. I should have said, down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. You can slip, lose your footing a little bit, but you don't fall.
The fight is over. You're a winner. And new incumbent of Orlando's granddad's house, the cubbyhole. As he moves for now the third time.
Can't even walk.
Feel free to sit on your butt if you can.
I think I'll just wait.
If I didn't know any better, if I went here to witness it, I'd say you lost your virginity.
Well, the search is over. The cage took it.
Hey.
And left some babies here for you in little plastic holders. Bent it good too, dang.
And you ain't got enough strength to bend it back either. Oh, oof. Poor little cubbyhole.
Okay, so back.
Cubbyhole, what about me?
Okay, I'm sorry. Poor little Orlando's Orlando. Asshole.
Right. Forget you.
So on. Today, tonight's, whatever it is, episode of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever, outside of continuous butt jokes at Orlando's expense, we will be talking about cartoon theme songs.
Orlando, would you like some water for your ass?
Shall we call the Powerpuff Girls here? Blossom can blow some ice breath on you? I should just spit it. That's the second time. Ooh. I made her spit up some water. Ooh, yeah. First I made Keenan, now I made her. Ooh, Orlando, you next.
Hey, next.
I got the other two.
Hey. Hey, that shit almost came out my mouth.
So, Orlando, would you like to lead off this topic of cartoon theme songs? Favorites, best, worst, least favorites?
I think my nigga gotta get finished. Put the
cubbyhole. Man, forget the cubbyhole. It ain't going back. We're recording.
Man,
back.
I gotta fix this. My mom coming over tomorrow.
What time?
Oh no.
Well, look, hurry up and finish this shit up, and we'll get done today. And we'll get back to that. It ain't that hard to fix.
Probably is. The way he been there.
Yeah.
Look
at this. Yeah. Look, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Pause. We coming right back, folks. Okay, so back from my break. The cage update, it is halfway finished, still bending, but we will pray on it, maybe, I don't know. How's your ass feeling now, Orlando?
It's getting there.
It's getting there, it's getting there.
It's going to probably take another 12, 15 hours for it to get back to normal.
Do you need some tough acting to napkin?
I need prayer, is what I need.
Prayer ain't going to help, man. Your asshole must be swollen right now.
I'm going to start out with one of my all-time favorite...
cartoon theme songs?
Cartoon theme songs. Batman Beyond.
Oh, okay.
What?
I thought you was about to go Batman the Animated Series. I was about to say, how the fuck did I know you was going to lead off with that?
Well, that's it.
I mean, I knew you was going to lead off with a Batman thing. Just,
yeah, yeah. That's my favorite thing. So Batman, yeah. You don't like that?
No, I do. I love it. I like it.
I like the first one. The one with like black and white cinematic type of thing.
Yeah, with that avant-garde kind of music. Yeah. What about, what's the cartoon theme song? Everybody's favorite cartoon theme song from everybody's favorite cartoon from the 90s, the Rugrats. We don't need to sing it. We don't need to sing it. Cartoons back.
Oh god, here we go.
Oh, shut up. You watch it. Watch it. 125 pounds.
There you go to the doctor.
No, you don't. You're fine.
No, you're fine. How much I weigh?
Step on the scale, you fat bitch.
I can't even get mad at you.
You can't. Today, my 210 is looking pretty superior to you right now.
Yeah.
Very superior. As if it hasn't already, but hey. But the cartoons back then, their theme songs was... On point isn't even the word. Like, they basically described what the cartoon was going to be about. Not like today's where fucking regular shows, nothing but...
I really don't get that.
It's not even a theme song. It's just...
It's like intro or whatever.
Yeah, with sound. And Gumball, I kind of said this before, their intro in America is horrible, but only because you can't see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Don't get what that's about. Well, shoot, here's another good... Actually, here's one I hated. More so than anybody else. Rocket Power. I hated Rocket Power's theme song. It was too fucking repetitive.
We are riding... What a mission!
What mission? You're not superhero. What mission are we talking about here?
Whatever those fucking words were. Rocket power! I'm serious. They're supposed to be surfers or skaters.
Action Seekers, whatever the fuck that was. Still. Because they could have done more with that song if they just. I don't know. What did they do with that song? I hated it.
Well, it was repetitive, like you said. It came on all the time.
Rocko's Modern Life had.
It had a good intro.
It had a good melody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're going to get much out of this out of the cartoon theme song. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Lois, this is not my Batman glass.
Hold on. Don't smack me with that butt pillow.
I'm sorry. I just realized I sat on this thing. Here, I'll just...
Nigga.
You did something bad. I saw to break your mommy's cubbyhole thingy. Barney and Friends had a nice theme song to it.
Barney and Friends.
Yes, all cartoons are valid.
You know Barney's not even a cartoon.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
I love Dexter's Laboratory's theme song, and I also love Samurai Jack's theme song.
Yeah,
Didn't like Samurai Jack's theme song?
Yeah, it's more like a.
It just.
What do you call it?
Like it helped me go to sleep. It was the best theme song. They were just so...
Wait, did you say sleep?
Yeah. I get Dexter's Laboratory. I get why that one can help somebody go to sleep. How the fuck did Samurai Jack help you go to sleep?
I don't know. Like, just the way, like...
It's action. That's all it is action.
I know, but in, like, the theme part...
Back to the show by Jack.
He always drew, like, his sword, I think.
Yeah.
He's a samurai. I was just...
And it was just so quiet. Like... I loved it. It was quiet.
Hold on.
Are you in there?
No. Oh. I'm about to say, like... Trusty No. This theme song, which is basically the Samurai Jack theme song, and I forgot with all that stuff over top of it, that helped you go to sleep.
Did you say you?
Yeah. What part of that song?
The beat.
The beat? How is the beat gonna make?
So because I'm listening even to though it's like it's sped up, it's like the mellowness of it.
Okay, you know what? No, I can even still.
The mellow what?
The mellow.
It gets you in the mood to. It sets the mood to.
It's just. It's work. Like I guess you just gotta listen to it extra hard. For me, I always listen to all the sounds. Mm. Yeah, and it's just too. It's like the background of it. Like after you pass all the extra shit that they saying, it's the mellowness of it. That and it always came on late night anyways.
Yeah, it sure did.
So it's like I'm already half asleep. So I'm not really paying attention. The part that I am paying attention to, it's like the mellowness of it was just like, okay, cool. You put me back to sleep. Keep going.
I really don't like asking this question, but
what question?
From a friend.
Does your ass still hurt?
One of y'all rub my butt.
Hell no.
What the fuck? You couldn't even sit on my toes, nigga.
Mm. What?
Right.
Damn, she paying you back hard for that one.
Mm-hmm. Hard for some of those socks.
See, you don't hear that in the background, how it can help somebody go to sleep? I get what she's saying. Still don't see how you can do it, but...
Nah, I could not fall asleep to this. Unless you know. Ready for adventure with Samurai Jack.
Nigga, anything will make you want to get ready for adventure with Samurai Jack. Now let's slow it down. Okay. That could put you to sleep though. That let me start that up.
That's just cruising.
That one could yeah. Okay, now that's actually starting to work on me.
Yeah,
that's starting to work on me. I'm gonna stop playing that right now. Ooh, another shot to make Cartoon Network versus Nickelodeon. Which cartoons have the better theme songs? Cartoon Network cartoons or Nickelodeon theme songs? Nickelodeon cartoons.
Mm-hmm. I think Cartoon Network had more.
I said which one had the better?
Had the better.
Because yeah, Rugrats was good. Hey Arnold was probably the best one on Nickelodeon.
SpongeBob was just catchy.
But that still makes it good.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents is good.
That's on Nickelodeon. Yeah, sure is.
That's Nickelodeon. hold on, what was Invader Zim's theme song?
I really don't.
Because that's one I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
And Cartoon
Network had a lot of good theme songs.
Yeah, but then some of them was
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends was good.
That one had a lot of music going at one time.
What happened to the theme song?
What theme song? The theme song I just cut off because I know you was gonna fall asleep to it.
Falling asleep.
Yep, that's why I stopped it.
Why?
Because you was falling asleep.
It was good. What, can you play Dexter's Laboratory one?
I ain't connected to no internet. I don't have it on here readily available.
Fuck.
But then again, wait a minute. I got a tablet right here.
Yeah. Me
I can start things on here. Yeah. But then you would fall asleep.
No way. I just want to hear it.
See, this is already going to be subtitled The Orlando Breaks His Ass episode. Don't even subtitle it The Orlando Breaks His Ass and Aja Falls Asleep episode.
Same thing to the cast. Oh, Orlando passed out. Mm-hmm. I was just asleep. And just mad talking.
Yeah. Rambling on.
He was marking our faces like Jigglypuff.
Hey,
Cali. Oh, no.
Pokemon, there we go. Oh. Pokemon had a good theme song. Come on, Matt, you know it.
Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na. Which Pokemon theme song?
The first one. The very first
one. The first one?
Yeah, the first one that we grew up with. Yeah.
It was good, but Pokemon World to me was better.
Wait, Pokemon World?
Yeah, when it was in the Orange Islands.
How's that go?
We all live in a Pokemon world.
That was my stumbling
point. I want to be the greatest master of them all.
Hey,
the greatest
master.
We all live here.
I could swear it was black. It had to be black.
It was always that note that got like,
yes.
That makes the whole song right there.
I remember my mom, she's like, oh, that's a black guy. I said, oh no, mom. Oh no.
We all live here.
So you want to be a master of
Pokemon?
Then you have the skills to be
number one. We all live in a Pokemon world.
Greatest master of them all, Pokemon.
The scene where Ash opened up his little jacket, show all the badges. I tried to duplicate that.
Nigga, you is a big time bona fide nerd.
Yeah, man. I was bad back then. I think I
should. No, that's not nerd status. Nerds actually do cool shit. That's a dork status. If Kevin was here, he would call you a dork.
Wait, Kevin.
Kevin from Ed, Ed, and Eddie. You fucking dork.
That was another good theme song, Ed, and Eddie.
That one was unique.
Yeah.
It was just so different. That whole cartoon was unique, but still.
It was.
Yeah.
Dexter's
Laboratory.
Yeah, we know that. Awesome. We know that's your fucking awesome one, because you can go to sleep to that one anytime.
Oh,
that's shit. Hold on, stop. That being said, why don't you ever play that when you have trouble going to sleep?
Because
I
like calling you instead.
Oh, goodness.
She calls you.
Yeah, and, yes. And now I know from here on out, just put Dexter's Laboratory and Samurai Jack on. Slow this, get on my computer, slow it down, and have it on a little bit.
You should see, like, the nights I call Matthew. He be like, Aja, again?
It's fucking 5 o'clock in the morning.
And then he stays on the phone until the sun rises, and he be like, can I go to sleep now? And I'll be like, nah, I'm not sleepy yet. And then, like, once the sun is all the way up, I'll be like, okay, now we can go to sleep.
Click. Sometimes I just sit my phone on the side and just chime in again. Yeah.
I just put the phone there.
Yeah.
Let's go to sleep.
Well, see, he can't go to sleep because he knows if he does, like, I will scream in his ear. Loud as shit.
For some odd reason, I can sleep through anything else, but her screams are one of the one things I just can't sleep through.
Which is scream like a girl.
A wild banshee. You see how she laughs, right?
Yeah, you know, I can see that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A wild banshee.
Yeah, a wild banshee.
That's a problem.
That is not true.
That is true.
No.
Take Monkey from Dexter's Laboratory. Take one of his creatures, amplified up to 10,000. That's what it is.
That monkey was cool.
No.
He had a nice little theme song for him, too. That little Cubano theme song going.
Well, I remember the first time you fell asleep on me and I screamed in your ear.
How long ago was that, though?
Years ago.
I could have slept through anybody else's shit.
But mine. Ooh, remember when I used to make you exercise with me in the middle of the night?
You thought I exercised with you.
You didn't have no choice.
You thought I exercised with you.
You
wasn't in the house, so how would you know?
Because I know how you breathe hard as shit when he exercises.
Who said, okay, well, who said I couldn't just been masturbating?
of course. You gotta
see, breathe hard there.
I would give you that, but I've heard you masturbate. It's nothing like when you're exercising.
You not heard even him masturbate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this friendship runs that deep.
Yeah. This is a deep friendship here.
Hey guys, I want you to hear something.
Actually, she don't even hear that.
Oh, really?
It's just one loud, and then here comes a cum.
But unfortunately for him, I've heard it enough times to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
y'all too close. I'm glad we ain't that close. You know what? I'll take that back. I've seen parts of you that I try to erase from my memory.
A full moon.
Speaking of full moons, how is yours feeling?
What full moon? That's a crescent lunar over here.
It's getting better. Thanks for asking. I love you.
My niggas have no ass.
Back to the theme songs.
So did you just break hips? Or
you know what? She's got a point. You don't have an ass. So.
Was it just your tailbone that should have formed your ass? Or
then just get upper thigh that you think is an ass.
That was my butt.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
I'm still trying to figure out where it is.
Can you fart properly?
I think if I fart, I think I just might bleed out. That's just nasty.
Well, I mean, I'm just letting you know mine works perfectly.
Forget you.
Can't be mad at that.
Another good theme song.
Okay.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Disney had some. Well,
you going back to sit on that motherfucking cubby?
You need one of those butt rings.
Ooh, like how Will Smith got Martin Lawrence one.
Yeah.
After he shot him in that.
You just need one of those just to sit on, relax.
Just act like you got shot in the ass. Just put all your pressure on one cheek. Nah, you'll probably have a heart attack trying to put it on one cheek. One cheek, Orlando.
I just thought about something.
Kim Possible had a good theme song.
That wasn't the theme song I was about to bring up. I know Disney had a lot of good cartoon theme songs out there. There's one that I just hated.
What?
Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
That theme song?
You forgot about Brandy and Mr. Whiskers?
Yeah.
Wait, I can't remember their theme song, though.
I never did like this show.
I just remember the ending, and it was like, what the fuck?
I think I watched one episode of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers, but I caught it in the middle.
Chalk Zone had a good theme song.
Yeah.
Danny Phantom had a good theme song.
Who had a good theme song?
Danny Phantom.
Okay. Well, think of some bad ones, because we're throwing out a lot of good ones here.
We so... Like we did with the Father's Day.
Like, that was, like, we're doing an inverse one here. Like, we're throwing the bad ones out there.
Let's see. Let's do some bad ones.
Shit. Are there any bad theme songs? Cartoon theme songs?
Yeah. The new Scooby-Doo, their theme song sucks.
Yeah. I have to.
Mystery Incorporated?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new one.
I like the old Scooby-Doo.
Where you got the people laughing in the background.
Yeah.
You mean the one that was made in the 70s?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. But then there's been like a lot of Scooby-Doo ones, just like there's been a lot of Batman ones, which... Because Mystery Incorporated was bad, but that one wasn't the worst one.
I think all the ones... I can't say all the 90s.
What's New Scooby-Doo was okay.
Who?
What's New Scooby-Doo theme song?
The Westland.
What's new, Scooby Doo? Is your ass affecting your hearing that much?
I think so. It's raining goodness. Now. Now the left one's twitching.
Ew.
I know, right?
I want to get that checked out.
Shit, he fell hard enough. He might have damaged something.
Boosh, boosh, boosh. Orlando used fissure. It's a one-hit KO.
And it's still a split right in the...
Yep.
Not only a straight... It's not even a straight split. It's a crooked
split. It's a crack.
Yeah.
A full-on earth-shattering crack.
I think the Pokemon falls in, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because it's a fissure. It's worse than an earthquake. It's a fissure. Oh, Pup Named Scooby-Doo had a good one. So not all the Scooby-Doos after 70 was bad. Pup Named Scooby-Doo was good. That one had a good theme song.
Oh,
yeah.
I never watched that one.
I watched like one or two episodes.
Yeah. I just watched it because the theme song was so cool.
Puppy.
Shut up.
I hated I really
should. Shut up.
What?
We will not talk about that dude anymore. Not on. Nope. We're not talking about him. We are not talking about him. We are not talking about him. We are not talking about him.
He's like,
we are not talking about him.
He let me out. Oh, shoot. You would think he was on crack.
I think he probably was, bro. That nigga had too much energy.
Yeah, he did. Oh, shoot.
The nigga had more energy than a little bit. Yeah. It was like no stopping this nigga. He could have sit still, let alone be quiet.
He was the bravest one, too, but yeah, he could not fight.
Not fight. Because
he was so small.
He was so small. And what's your reason for hating him?
He killed the franchise.
Huh?
Straight up killed it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Think so?
It was all fine until he showed up, and then he started throwing some crappy one-liners in there, dogging out Scooby and Shaggy on every turn he got.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? Scooby-Doo, too. Was it? No, Scooby-Doo.
It was the first Scooby, the live-action one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the nigga was like, his head got all big and shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Mystery Incorporated, they showed cartoon, that like, when they were searching for clues to a crime, they ran across the statue of Scrappy-Doo. Daphne gasped, and Fred looked at her and said, no, avert your eyes. We must never speak of this tragedy ever again.
Uh-uh.
Oh, shit. Uh-uh. Yep, straight up did that. Season one.
Wow. On a side note,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever realized that it's always Scooby and Shaggy together, but yet it's Fred with the two girls?
Hold on, Fred doesn't always have the two. He's always paired up with Daphne.
Okay.
Velma sometimes goes with them, sometimes doesn't.
Yeah.
Velma gets on my nerves.
Velma.
Oops.
She said Thelma. She tried to make him Thelma and Louise.
Why you hate Velma?
Bruh, because the bitch always loses her glasses.
My glasses.
Every episode she loses her fucking.
Well, they all had something. Fred had an ascot. Daphne was useless. Velma was jinkies and lost her glasses. Shaggy was the hippie. Scooby was the talking dog. There you go. They all had their thing.
No. Velma always got on my nerves. How is it that you lose your glasses every fucking episode? Right when you about to figure some shit out, you lose your glasses every episode.
My glasses.
Right when she about to figure out what happened, who the suspect is, what the fuck is going on. And then, as soon as she find her glasses, it's always the little suspect that's handing them to her.
My glasses.
Like, why hasn't she got killed yet?
My glasses.
I'm just wondering.
My glasses. She had a fat ass, though.
Who, Velma?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you know what, though?
Velma?
Yeah, Velma had a fat ass.
Velma, movie?
No, the cartoon. Fat ass.
Hey, you know what, though? When I first started watching Scooby-Doo, I realized that Shaggy was high.
I think he's just a hippie.
No, he was high.
He was high. Shaggy was high. Nigga was on weed.
As a kid, I didn't know what high was, but I knew something was different about Shaggy. He was eating all that food, he wasn't getting any bigger. Something was different about Shaggy.
As a kid, I already knew Shaggy was high as shit. Oh, it did not take me long to figure that shit out. I think I figured out, like, the third episode. I was like, oh, Shaggy smokes weed. That's what it is.
Like, come on, dude.
Like, the nigga was just too chill. He always wanted to eat. That's all he thought about, was eating. He didn't give a fuck. He always accidentally figured shit out because he was vegan.
Yeah, his sandwich like this big, which is like...
Yeah, like anybody can see what you're talking about when you say this big.
Oh, I'm sorry, audience or listeners. He would eat his sandwich like at least 5 foot tall, and somehow just put it all in his mouth, and still be hungry. I got a bad theme song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back to the... supposed subject.
Yeah, Batman, Brave and the Bold.
Oh, look at that. The one Batman cartoon you hate.
Yes.
Why do you hate this one?
Because.
Is it not a cartoon, a real cartoon color cartoon? Is it one that's designed by computer and 3D graphics?
No, what?
Why do you hate, just answer the question, why do you hate it?
I hate The Brave and the Bold, because the theme song is stupid, the way they made Batman now. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's hard to explain. He's one of those typical superheroes.
I already discussed the typical superhero bullshit with you. I'm not gonna go there again. So, I'm just gonna act like Deadpool and just try to unalive you.
Unalive you?
Yeah. I mean, the show's, well, it's not PG, but hey, the show that Deadpool's in is a PG show, so he can't really say dead or kill. So he just says unalive him.
What?
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, okay, fine. You look at. Look at the Batman Brave and the Bold.
I do.
And you like it.
I didn't say I like it, but I don't hate it. Better than anything that involved Mr. Freeze.
What is wrong with Mr. Freeze? I can't even speak. Oh my god.
Your asshole is fucked up that much. Speech.
What's wrong with Mr. Freeze?
I just don't like Mr. Freeze.
Because of his purpose?
No, not really because of his purpose, just... How do I want to put this?
Explain to me why you don't like Mr. Freeze.
Maybe, okay, hold on. Maybe because...
Every villain has a purpose. Is it because you like his purpose?
Pause. Every villain has a purpose?
Yeah. Well, Clayface don't have a
purpose. Oh!
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me check my villains first.
What's Riddler's purpose?
Just to annoy Bruce Wayne.
Then it's not really a purpose. It's a...
I know.
It's a preference.
What's your hatred towards Mr. Freeze?
I don't have a hatred towards Mr. Freeze. I just think this... Mainly because the first thing I ever saw Mr. Freeze was the actual live-action movie.
It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what did it for you?
The movie itself did it for me.
Wow, so you're going to cut out Batman animation altogether and have him watch...
No, I've seen the I've seen Batman the Animated. I like him in that, but that's not good enough to override my first impression.
All right, everyone, chill. Chill.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
I could quote everything he said in that movie.
Shut up.
I will pull Batman shut up. From his body and let it freeze in my head.
Ooh, who wrote that shit? A 5-year-old?
Nah, I forget the writer of that.
My head's hurting thinking of that right now. Almost as much as your ass.
Oh, shoot. Now I know what bothers you. Arnold Schwarzenegger, a lot of people just did not like him as... No, they had a problem with George Clooney as Batman.
There's multiple things wrong with that movie.
I think the best thing was Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Can't hate on that.
Then shit.
Alicia.
Humming a boner. Talk about a show with a bad theme song. Damn, I had it on top of my tongue. Actually, here we go. Remember how on Nickelodeon, when we was talking about the Cartoon Network cartoons between 2004 and 2009? Take out Teen Titans, Foster's Home, Billy and Mandy, and Total Drama. Every cartoon that debuted during that time period ever.
Okay.
Flapjack.
That's why they call him Flapjack. Dude.
Shouter.
That was catchy.
Shouter.
I did not like that.
Johnny Test.
Oh. That was bad. That was really bad. Talking about the one with the blonde. With
yeah.
The red. Line.
Yeah.
That was bad. I was really bad.
She knocked the fuck out.
Well, folks, I just has left the building. Aja, wake up.
to chill and fall asleep over here.
Your house is comfy. Especially that couch and your bed are the two that just...
Oh, what?
It's magical.
My bed has nothing but a foam thing underneath it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the way taxes are set up today. You got sales tax and then city tax and then performance tax and then walking tax. And then a buy it, you keep it tax. And then the Walmart tax is on top of all of that tax. And
Walmart tax.
And then the tax of the tax of the taxes. And it's just too much. So, let's see.
Yeah, Johnny Tesla's bad.
Ninjago.
That was...
You know what? I take that back. All outside of even Bionicle.
Bionicle has some cool stuff.
But I'm talking about theme song.
Yeah, theme song, yeah.
Okay, well, exclude Bionicle. Anything with Lego. Anything with Lego. That Lego did. I didn't necessarily like the theme songs.
That was alright.
I'd say they were noticeable because if you were asleep, you knew they were on. Mm-hmm. I know from experience, the only reason why I started watching Ninjago was because it was the only thing on when I was waking up sometimes. Or I heard it in my sleep, so. Oh, gosh. But it was just, they were bland more so than good or bad.
Well, it is Lego, so they're coming out with the movies. That's something new to them.
I'll name a good cartoon theme song.
What's that?
Bubba 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 guppy guppy guppies, bubba 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 guppy guppy guppies, bubba bubba guppy guppies, bubba guppies. I'm Molly. Why are you doing that?
Just keep going.
What? It's a good theme song.
Bubblegum.
Yes. Bob the Builder is a horrible theme song.
Bob the Builder.
Okay, see now wait a minute, hold on. I just sang me a good theme song. You gonna come in here with that bullshit?
I used to watch Bob the Builder.
Nigga, how old were you when it came out? You had to be at least 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I know, right?
I have a reason why I watch Bubble Guppies. I have a reason why I watch Backyardigans. I babysit / kind of take care of a kid. What was your reason for watching Bob the Builder?
Just because. Oh, I'm a little sister. I had to watch what she wanted to watch.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You were soft.
What?
Shoot, I fought tooth and nail on whatever it is I want to watch.
Oh, wow, that's probably, okay. Another bad thing, Ben 10.
Wait, which one?
When he's grown up. A teenager or grown, alien
horse?
Yeah. Actually, both of them.
Actually, nah, Omniverse, fuck.
Both of them for me.
They're both, all of them are bland to me. They're not bad, they're not good, but oh, if you remember this, Hysteria.
Not really.
You don't remember Hysteria? Oh wait, that's right, you don't. Well, anybody who remembers Hysteria, that one was a bad one.
You got any anime theme songs?
Nigga, if we talk about anime theme songs, that's going to be an extra 2 hours on this thing.
Oh, so yeah, we'll have to get Ken on that one.
There's no need for it. Anime theme songs in general are good.
Not all of them.
In general.
Okay.
Okay, think of one bad anime theme song off the top of your head.
Bo, 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 bo.
Bo, 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 bo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. Now think of five good ones.
So many.
Exactly.
Yeah, so many.
Name me one more bad anime theme song.
Naruto.
Name me one bad anime theme song that you don't hate the anime itself.
Naruto.
I said name me one bad anime theme song in which you also do not hate the anime.
School Librarian. School Rumble.
Don't you dare say another thing with school.
What school? What anime
you said School Librarian.
School Rumble.
School Rumble. I was about to say, motherfucker, if you come out here and say school sex, I'm going to be having a problem.
That's an anime?
I don't know.
Oh, I love the same. what
We ain't gonna spend too much time on the anime.
No, I'm thinking of a cartoon.
Okay. This is actually pretty hard when you're trying to do this on the spot.
Right. Should have wrote this stuff down.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, this is gonna be a mixed bag episode.
Yeah.
We've talked about so many different kinds of stuff as it is right now.
True.
All those who aren't asleep say aye. Aye.
Aye. Yeah, folks, if you don't hear, a female voice, that means she's knocked out.
Oh, wait. One eye's open. Both eyes are open. They have a glazed look over them.
That's creepy.
No, it's not. It's normal. I know how to sleep with my eyes open, though.
Have you?
Yeah. I know how to do it. It's been a while since I've done it, but I know how to do it.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not going to do that right now. All right, but anyway, let's go ahead and... Whew! Let's see. Theme song. This is going to be a bad episode. Oh, well. Publish it anyway.
Wrote this stuff down, should have wrote some stuff down.
Yeah, we probably should have.
Another good one, Camp Blaszlo.
That's another bad one for me.
Oh, bad one for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you don't like the show? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, there was something missing from those cartoons on Cartoon Network during that time period.
Camp Blaszlo was hilarious.
I'm talking about from the thing. Not going to talk about the shows. You already know my opinion on the shows. Theme songs. Matter of fact, no, fuck that. On Cartoon Network, ever since the 90s, that's the one thing the 90s cartoons did have over all the other cartoons, both before it and after it. Their theme songs were memorable, good or bad. You didn't have a lack of theme song. You didn't have theme song that just overdid it.
Aura Monsters was a good one. Johnny Bravo, classic. Johnny Quest.
I don't even remember that one.
You don't remember that
one? I remember the show. I don't remember the theme.
It's cool. Look it up.
Okay, cool. Oh, fuck it. Digimon had a good theme.
It's anime.
I know. But back then, we didn't classify it as anime.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z had a
No, that one everybody knew was something different. That was one everyone knew was something different.
Oh, shoot. Zoids had a good
anime. Okay, yeah, they did. Anime. Didn't like the show, but...
Oh, you didn't like Zoids?
Mm-mm. But man, the opening was good. Yeah. I stayed around for... I hate this anime. And I just said we weren't going to talk about anime, but I hate this anime. But the opening, pretty badass. Sailor Moon. I don't know what the words are, but I know the thing, the beat to it is good.
You had your embarrassing moment, let me have mine.
Oh, please, I've been had many embarrassing moments. Hell, the masturbating part earlier in this episode was embarrassing, but I don't give a fuck. It's only embarrassing if you think it's embarrassing to yourself. It's not embarrassing to me, so.
I think you'd be pretty upset with me.
Oh, goodness.
I actually enjoyed that.
Go ahead.
Totally Spot Eyes theme song.
Where are you going? Hey, where you going? Hey. folks, Matthew has left the building. Is he coming back or... I don't even know if he's coming back. This is going to be short. You can come on in. I'm mad. You remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that show.
Another one. A good one. Coleoco.
I never watched that one.
It was weird, but I actually got used to it and enjoyed it.
Okay, well, shoot. We done named a couple of theme songs, a couple of good, bad ones. This one's probably, I feel like I say this every time, it's just the three of us. Is it going to be our best? Well, no, this one ain't going to be our best one. I know it's not going to be our best one. It's late at night. It's a last minute one we decided to do. Shit. Let's do hypotheticals here. I want to start something new, like, because I know I've talked about doing a mini cast with y'all, but what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we can wake her up.
Nah, we good. We good. She can stay asleep. She rarely goes to sleep anyway, so. We could start like a segment on here. What's a good segment to call? Because you know how like I'm doing my research on Loxus versus.
Oh, we can name some battles.
Hypothetical battles,
about, yeah. Yeah, talk about. I got one.
Okay, go ahead. Name the shows they're off of too.
Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho versus Luffy from One Piece. You know who the characters are?
Mm-hmm. I know who the characters are. I think we should put some type of rule on this.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, let's scratch that. Yusuke Urameshi versus Ichigo from Bleach. They both got them, like, demon type of powers or whatever.
I think that's
who will win.
That's
between the two.
That's Ichigo.
I don't know. Yusuke is, well, now that his dad died, he is the king of demon world. And he has his dad's power passed down to him. Plus the power he already had from Gengai. And the power he had before, so we don't know how powerful Yusuke really is. We know Ichigo lost all of his powers. And then he gained them back through some other way. But it's not as strong as he did with his Soul Reaper powers. I don't know. If he goes in hollow form, he loses his ability of, he loses his conscience, pretty much. He's becoming a killing machine. Unless Orihime is there.
I was saying, the way you're describing this, I'm still taking
Ichigo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about, I don't know much about Ichigo.
Oh.
It's been a while since I've watched Yu Yu Hakusho, so.
Yeah, look at that thing.
I'll throw in a hypothetical battle here. It's actually a three-way. Sasuke from Naruto versus Gray Full Buster from Fairy Tail versus Gohan from Dragon Ball Z.
Which Gohan? And which Sasuke?
Shit. Damn.
Which, first off, which Gohan, which Sasuke? You got totally, you got like three, maybe four different Sasukes. Who's the other one?
Gray from Fairy Tail.
And?
Shit, you know, okay, scratch that one, because yeah, that's too many.
Sasuke went through so many changes, it's not even funny.
You know, hold on, well, let me put it like this. Their most recent one. Their most recent. All everybody's most recent.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking.
All right.
Because that's it. Nah, I ain't. Because
the manga of Naruto is still going.
I said so is the manga for Fairy Tail.
Okay. And who's the third one?
Gohan.
Gohan. Which Gohan though?
The most recent one, so Ultimate Gohan. Since he hasn't had his debut on the manga, well. I don't know about the third chapter, but I haven't seen it yet. But
okay.
I haven't seen him on the manga yet for Dragon Ball Super.
Okay.
Well, so I'm going off Z.
We know Mr. Gohan, his power is beyond, well, not beyond, but it's more powerful than Super Saiyan 3. Because he was taking on Super Buu with ease. Now, but he was losing against Piccolo plus Gotenks Absorb.
See, I think that one you gotta.
Wasn't Goku staying on his own against him though?
Mm-mm.
When he came back?
Goku came back and he was staying on his own, but that's only because the fusion power for Gotenks had worn off.
Ah, it was just.
So now he was just fighting Gohan because Piccolo, he used all of Piccolo's power and Gotenks had defused, so.
He was still powerful though, Super Buu was.
Okay, scratch that. That one needs a little bit more thought to it.
Yeah.
Unless you just, look, folks, unless you just want to go ahead and throw a name out there that you think would win in that triple threat fight, we need to, that one needs to be scratched.
I'll say Gohan. I don't know the middle guy.
Yeah, I know.
Sasuke got a limit, though.
Well, Sasuke's limit. All of them, hold on, stop. That's the thing. All of them have a limit.
Yeah. Well, Sasuke is more him.
That, see, that's where, that's why I say, yeah, it's different. Because all of them are half human.
Yeah.
All of them are, spoiler, all of them are half human. Gohan's half Saiyan, half human. Gray's now half human, half demon. Sasuke, half human, also half demon?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, shit, wait a minute. Okay, so now it really becomes Gohan versus Gray, because Gray's a devil slayer.
A devil slayer.
Yeah, basically meaning if you have any part of demon in you, his magic can basically easily kill you. His magic is specially made to beat you.
Yeah, but then Sasuke got some other stuff on him, though. He got that, what's the three? You call it the thing in his eye.
Fuck, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, shoot. I can't remember, but it's so powerful to the point where then you could take over your opponent's. This is hard. This is ridiculous.
This segment will get better on as we practice it out later on in the episode. Is she waking up?
Why is it shy, sweetheart?
What the fuck? We can say the same thing about your ass. Let's...
I know. Mm-hmm. Alright, another battle you got?
Or... Yeah, let's throw two more battles out there. Two more hypothetical battles. I got one. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. Whew. Fear King Bradley, a.k.a. Wrath.
Okay.
Versus Dr. Stein from Soul Eater.
Oh,
Yeah.
I couldn't even cuss. I couldn't even bring it out. Wow. That's, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start with Dr. Sid. Is that his name, Sid?
Stein.
Mm-hmm. He had the power to hold a death scythe.
He can hold all the death scythes.
Well, yeah. Well,
there's only two.
Mm-hmm. There's only two death scythes.
Okay. There's a lot of death sides, but there's only like one actual death. One of all the death sides, only one of them is an actual death side.
The girl?
No. Her father. Maka's father. Red hair.
Right.
Bloomers!
Right. He is a death side.
He's the only real death side, so. Because remember, he made a big deal about that when.
Yeah.
Death called all the death sides, and he was fearing for a job, like, and he told him, no, calm down, you're the only actual death side, you're safe.
Yeah, well,
it was like a Stein could wield him, held his own, well, killed Medusa.
Well, he almost fell from Medusa. Medusa almost got away with
it. No, Medusa had to sip she used Kroner to sip something into his drink.
That's right,
that's what happened there. And then it continued to happen. But even then, he was still a powerful person. Mm-hmm. Then you have Wrath, who...
Just ultimately.
I'm telling you, that would be a good-ass fight.
I would like to see that.
I'm going to make a status about that, too. Like, second one I'd like to see, Wrath versus...
Dr. Stein.
Because I'm trying... Oh.
Wrath is... okay, which one is Wrath? Is that the one that had like
in Brotherhood? People? Brotherhood, not the Full Metal Alchemist. I'm talking just Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Wrath. That's the one that had two guys in them, right? The Prince.
Mm-mm. That was Greeling.
That's Greed. Ah, right. Wrath is.
Fear King Bradley.
The one with the sun.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, dude, he went out with a bang.
Yeah.
He would not die.
Right, that's why I say it's going to be a good battle.
Oh my goodness.
Because Stein has killed people before. Literally, like, Sid is only alive because Stein brought him back to life.
Yeah.
And plus, as shown in his battles with Black Star and Maka at the same time, he can change his wavelength whenever, wherever. He has stitches in his hand that he can just throw on you once he puts his hands on you. Like in his battle with Medusa, put some stitches on her and said, okay, once I remove these stitches, you'll have the power to move. But once you move, I'll kill you.
Yeah, the wrath.
Has the ultimate eye. I'd say...
he would just not die. Out of all that blood he lost against the...
against who?
Hold on, stop.
Let's be honest here. Wrath fought in his final hours the entire Northern Brigade, Captain Buccaneer, Greeling, Fu.
I remember that fight, yeah.
Let's see.
He didn't kill Fu.
Yeah, he did.
He killed her?
No, the boy, the old man. That's Lanfan is the girl you're thinking of.
Oh.
I'm saying on Raz's final hours.
It's been so long.
I just had the video up of it when he did it.
Oh, there's...
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me pull it up for you right here. No internet, but damn it, I ain't take it off here yet. This is what... hopefully it plays. Does it play? Shit. Fuck it, I
pulled it. Oh, the ninja girl.
No, her father. Her granddad. You don't remember Fu.
I really don't. Let me look it on my phone.
Jesus Christ, man.
I really don't remember.
Let me bring this up right here. Fu, Ling came to Amestris with two people. Lanfan, the girl who lost her arm in the first battle with Wrath, and Fu, the old man who was Lanfan's grandfather, and basically kept a watchful eye over Ling the entire time. Well, almost the entire time. Anyway, back to my point while you figure this out. Wrath in his final hours took on Captain Buccaneer. Shit. We don't need you to look at that. Wrath in his final hours took on Captain Buccaneer, a tank, a machine gun, a couple of soldiers from the Northern Brigade, from the Northern Wall of Briggs, Ling and Greed at the same time. Greed caused damage to his ultimate eye. Greeling caused damage to his ultimate eye. Captain Buccaneer caused a mortal wound to his stomach. He gets shot in his shoulder. Falls all the way down to the bottom of where Father is to meet up Pride to make the ultimate sacrifice to get Mustang to be the fifth sacrifice. Continues to fight some Chimeras. Scar comes into the picture. Fights Scar, has an epic battle with Scar. I loved it. Scar then uses the power of the Circle of Reconstruction and Deconstruction to beat him.
Yeah, I remember him now.
Busted off both of his arms. Mm-hmm. And even after he busts off both of his arms, Bradley still has the wherewithal. So grab the blade.
With his mouth.
The sword with his mouth. Bite it and just stab him. Like, ah.
He went out like a cheat. That's a tough dude. I would not want to fight him.
Hold on. Tangent of the subject here. The seven homunculuses, excluding Father, the seven homunculuses. We'll make a podcast for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood later on, but rank them from worst to best. You have Wrath, Pride, Gluttony, Greed, Sloth, Envy, and Lust.
Sloth is one that ate people.
No, that was Gluttony.
That was Gluttony.
Gluttony is the one that ate people and was fat. Envy was Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood's version of Frieza.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Wrath was Fury King Bradley. Mm-hmm. Pride was playing Fury King Bradley's son. Which was kind of ironic. The oldest homunculi was a son to the youngest homunculi to the humans. Mm-hmm. That was ironic there. Lust was the Asphalan girl with the ultimate spear.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm missing out here. Sloth was the big, hulky, fast, extremely fast. Yeah, the fastest homunculus.
Yeah, that the generals fought together, mm-hmm. brother and sister. Yeah.
Who am I missing? I said, oh, and then, of course, Greed. Who was with Ling the entire, well, not the entire, but after season three, start of season three, he was with them. Rank them worst to best.
I can't do that.
You can't do that? Hmm. Okay, well, shit, let me. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the number one has to be the one that obtained the power of God.
I said excluding father.
Oh, excluding father, okay.
I said the seven homunculus is excluding father. Oh. So pretty much the seven deadly sins.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Think about it. The seven deadly sins are wrath, gluttony, greed, lust, pride, envy, and sloth. The seven homunculuses. Wrath, lust, envy, greed, pride, and of course the other two. How did you not get that?
I think I did, but I totally forgot all about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whew.
I can't believe I just forgot it. Wow.
All right, let me think about this. The worst homunculus to me is, you know what?
What's that one that the girl, little Mai, was fighting?
The who?
Mai was fighting. Mai. The one with the little panda bear on her shoulder.
That wasn't a girl that she was fighting. That was Envy. Envy looked like a boy, or whatever the fuck he was, a transgender.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What I thought it was a girl.
No, it wasn't a girl. But he, okay, think about it. Envy, okay. Envy turns, when he showed his true form, turns to a big, giant green monster with all the philosopher, souls of philosopher stone people that he took.
Yeah.
When he lost all his power, he would turn to a little, tiny ant slug. Yeah. Yeah, a green, little, tiny ant slug. Green with envy. The worst one to me was, Gluttony.
Is that the one that ate people?
Yeah.
Nah, he scared the living hell out of me.
I say to me, he's the worst one though. Oh. He was kind of he was a puppet to lust. Once lust died,
he became
a plaything for either pride or wrath. Mm-hmm. Now I will say when he transformed to that beast and let his stomachs out, that was kind of like, oh shit, maybe I should start taking him more seriously. But then no. He was an idiot.
I mean, he wasn't built to be brain, so...
I know, but still. Yeah. Like, that was... Sloth wasn't... He was an idiot, too, but
he was,
man...
I think he was the dumbest out of...
He was the dumbest one, but he showed enough metaphor for his strength and speed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, gluttony to me is the worst. Then pride will be the next worst. Pride was... I don't get... I'm going to take out my own problems with pride, the sin of pride in real life out of this. I never really understood how the strongest homunculi didn't have more an effect on the series. And plus, the way Kimberly explained it when he finally died, like, pride had a lot of pride in himself being a homunculus. That being the case... Why did you always need to steal somebody's body or steal somebody's philosopher's stone?
I think to keep him going. But he explained it in Brotherhood.
Okay, he explained it, but here's my issue with that. Your philosopher's stone, he has a container. He uses Celine Bradley as a container when he has to travel outside of Central City. When he's not traveling outside of Central City, he's using the underground tunnel. His Philosopher's Stone was fine when he decided to eat gluttony. He just gained the power. Mm-hmm. No problem. Slight problem there. One, you don't trust your own power. Two,
he was already powerful in the
game. Right.
I don't know why he needed to absorb.
And then when Kimberly got mortally wounded, decided he's going to eat Kimberly's soul. Take his Philosopher's Stone. Now you're adding a human. Like, wait, you take pride in being a homunculus, but you're eating a human soul. I get the human souls make up the philosopher's stones.
I think they was trying to go something, try to do something with that.
They did. No, they did do something with that because you saw it come back when Pride was fighting Edward Elward. Wow. because Full Metal had turned himself into a Philosopher's Stone to go in and crush Pride. And Pride was having trouble, was having a hard time understanding that. And then Kimberly came out of nowhere and said, see, you lost your own pride when you decided you want to ditch your body, Celine Bradley's body, and take Edward Elric's body. You lost your own pride as a homunculus. Yeah. So then Kimberly, in a way, helped Full Metal beat Pride.
Damn you, Greed. Have you forgotten that you're one of the homunculi? Where's your honor?
So he should just be a good boy like you and do everything his father tells him, is that it?
Do you need to ask such a ridiculous question? It's only natural we should want to obey our father, no matter the order.
You're the one who's ridiculous. Only natural, huh? So it's natural to be a brainwashed punk who doesn't even try to think for himself? Explain it to me. Why are you so eager to be his willing lapdog? He's wearing you ragged, breaking you down. He doesn't even care.
Why should I care if father doesn't? I am not a puny weakling like you are. I am one of the homunculi! What do you know, human? This container won't last much longer. But still, like my father is, you are of Hohenheim's bloodline. So we're virtually brothers. Which means, Edward Elric, I can use your container. Your body belongs to me! What?
You can't have it, Pride. I won't let you take this body. It's not a good fit for a homunculus.
Kimberly, there's no way! How could you maintain your individuality among this tempest of souls? It's just not possible!
You call this a tempest? Oh, stop, you're going to make me laugh. The bitterness that all of these voices contain soothes me like a lullaby.
Why are you interfering? Kimberly, why?
Not by choice. I was perfectly content, but when you decided to throw away your honor as a homunculus, you forced me to step in. You speak of your precious pride, that quality for which you were named. But then you suddenly find yourself in grave danger, and you seek to escape into the body of a human, the lower life form you so despise. It's pathetic. You're a disgrace.
He'll kill me!
If you think that, then you still don't understand Edward Elric.
To a philosopher's stone, and now he's forcing his way inside me?
I've caught you! You are mine!
Stop this! Stop this! Please stop!
This is your real body. Once this is all over, I'm gonna have to apologize to Mrs. Bradley. You can wait right there, you foolish boy.
And that to me was just like, damn, Pride.
He has so much going for him, though.
I mean, he was he was the sixth homunculus to die out of all the homunculus. He was the sixth one to die.
Yeah.
Then, of course, my third worst would have to be Lust, just because she didn't last long. She didn't. I mean, Gluttony and Pride last longer than her, but she had more of an effect on the whole story. Plus, she was an aspiring woman.
She's very pretty.
Oh, shit. Her name's Lust. Mm-hmm. Why would she not be pretty if her name's Lust? That would be the irony there.
Number four, let's see. I said seven's Gluttony, six is Pride, five is Gluttony, four I'd say Envy. No real reason why he's four. He's just not one of the three best to me, but he's not one of the three worst. He's just right there in the middle.
I thought it was a girl.
Maybe it was.
I think Envy's a girl. Has to be. Because he got a sports bra on.
That doesn't mean shit. That's not a sports bra. That's not a sports bra.
That's a sports
bra. That is not a sports bra.
That is a sports bra. Let me get this picture uploaded here.
That is not a, man, that is not a sports bra.
What do you call it then?
A top.
So you'll wear something like that?
Look at who you're asking that question to.
Never mind that. And it's wearing a skirt. Dude, this is a chick.
That is not a chick.
That's a chick.
Okay, so let me ask you something real quick here then. Since it's wearing a skirt, do Scottish people, are they skirt? Are they all females?
No.
Okay. Oh. Come up with a better argument.
Oh. Okay.
Come up with a better argument for that.
So if it,
go to the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood wiki page. If it says it's a girl, it's a girl. If it says it's a boy, it's a boy. Go there. This is gonna be one of the taglines in the episode.
Yeah.
Matthew and Orlando argue over whether Envy is a boy or a girl. One of them will sound stupid by the end of this.
Oh, okay.
Because I could have swore he was a girl. I could have swore he was a boy.
I was like, oh, okay. Man, just let this go then.
I could have swore he was a boy.
Which he.
Thank you! Thank you!
Shoot, it's a guy. What the heck?
I told you he was a guy!
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Frieza sounds like a girl, but it's a guy.
It's a guy.
I said before I started this whole thing. MB is the Frieza of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Who is this, your fourth? Or?
Yeah, he's fourth. Middle of the road.
Oh, you got third.
So I got Sloth is third.
Yeah, I can see that.
He ain't do much, but
that battle, though. Mm-hmm. That battle's what did it for me.
The battle did it for you?
That fight, yeah.
Between him and the Armstrongs and the Curtises?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he just would not die. And all of a sudden, this speed came out of
right, nowhere. That was the scary part. Like, yeah. Whoa. Because think about it, in real life, a big hulking dude like that, that's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. There you go.
That's Brock Lesnar right there.
Yeah. And then when he said, oh, I'm sorry, I won't miss this time.
Oh, wait, whoa, you won't miss this time? Ah. So, you intentionally tried to miss the first time.
Yeah.
And you still did damage.
Right.
Huh.
Not only did the wall went through. No, not only the wall absorbed that, the wall just disappeared after he crashed into that thing. I was like, wow, okay.
Plus, he low-key had a part, well, you know his part in this whole story, but I think he's also kind of used as an enhancement character for Olivia Armstrong. Because think about it, his first appearance, he comes out of nowhere, busts into the northern wall of Briggs.
True.
It takes how many different cannons, so many different trickery to get him out.
Yeah.
Comes around, Raven comes and says, hey, get back to work. They kill Raven, he's still just digging. Digging is such a pain. But pride says I need to do this.
Oh, man.
So I must keep digging.
Pride was so... No, he was stronger than Pride.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
Pride was the strongest homunculus.
Was he?
Outside of Father, Pride was the strongest homunculus. Because Pride's the strongest and the oldest.
Wow, he needed to absorb for what?
His pride over... The irony... All of them had an ironic death, almost.
Yeah.
Lust was burned by the hands of... Was told Mustang she would love to see the day where he will burn her to... love to see the day where he will get on her knees. She gets on her knees and basically ends up dying because of it.
I would too. I'm about to get on her
knees. Envy is only... Envy hates humans, but the reason why he hates humans is because he's envious of their connections and emotions, which thus leads to him killing himself.
Jealous. You're jealous of humans, aren't you? We humans, according to you, were supposed to be nothing when compared to homunculi. And yet, when we're beaten down, When we stray and fall, we face the challenge again and again. Our loved ones are always there to pick us back up. And you're jealous. You envy us because of that.
Fool, you just have to forsake one little village to save an entire country. Too bad you don't have the stomach to do the logical thing. Can you really shoot such a sad face? Can you, boy? I shouldn't be surprised. That's just how all you humans are. This time around, I'll go with a younger, cuter model. What do you say? You humans don't make any sense to me. You throw away your lives for nothing. Another foolish human.
Humans? Humans?
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Hold on a second! Idiot, where are you going? Now!
Wait. He won't last long.
Oh, humiliating. Ending up so pathetic like this. Trampled on by humans. Those loathsome beings. We useless people. What's worse, out of all the scum out there, you just had to be the one, didn't you, Pipsqueak?
Pride, lost his pride as a homunculus when he tried to take over the human's body. Never mind the fact that he tried to take a human's philosopher's stone, but hey, I'm not saying anything about that. Gluttony, the eater of all things, was eaten.
That's all he did, was kill and eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And then, in all honesty, it's really, whenever I thought about this, I thought about this a lot, and...
What, lust?
No, I'm talking about the ranking of all these homunculuses. Because you asked me on another day, 3 through 7 may change. I take that back. 3 through 6 may change. Gluttony will always be my worst one. But it's really just a top two conversation between who's better, greed or wrath. Because greed was the avaricious. He wanted it all. Nothing was too big for him to have. But when he died, you finally figured out what he really wanted was just friendship. What he really wanted was friends. That's why he created all those chimeras when he was the first greed. He wanted friends.
Yeah, true. Oh yeah, he was the prince of
He
was a prince. Yeah.
Because Ling, when they first met Father, Ling looked at Father and said, I'll be your whatever it is for your new homunculus. Give it to me. So he gives it to him, he's able to conquer it, there's greed, okay, cool, whatever. They trade bodies on and off. Greed wants to be in control all the time. Greed wants to have all the power. Greed wants to have everything in the world. He asked Ling, the Emperor of Xing, like, what do you have? He's like, I can make you an emperor. Like, I don't want to be that. I want the world.
Then come to find out in the last battle with Father, Greed finally shows not just to Ling but to also Ed that what he really wanted the entire time, friends. But then you have Wrath, who himself was a walking irony.
He would put on this little show in front of his family and all that. Well, knowing that he was evil.
Well, hold on. Remember, in Brotherhood, his son
is Pride.
So both of them were putting on a show in front of the wife, who wasn't anything.
This is regular.
Yeah. But like I said, Wrath was a walking irony point to the plot. His name was Wrath, and when did you ever really see him get angry? When didn't you ever see him show extreme anger outside of A, him being extremely frustrated with Mace Hughes' daughter crying at his funeral, and his battle with Scar? You never saw him extremely angry. He was always calm, always collected. He even had some funny moments in the first season. Jumping in the window to see if Edward Elric is okay in the hospital, gives him something. Then he's like, okay, I gotta go because they're looking for me. Jumps out the window and runs away. That does not look like Wrath to me. Plus, Wrath had all these good one-liners. Well, not one-liners, just soliloquies. Like his little thing on religion and God. I'm a Christian. When I first heard it, I took slight offense, but I even like, you know what? That was pretty funny. Yeah. That was pretty good.
How can you be so inhuman?
You will suffer the hammer of God!
God, you say? Now, this is intriguing. How much longer do you think your God plans to wait before unleashing his fury? Just how many thousands of lives must I take before he decides to strike me down?
You're a monster!
Open your eyes. God is nothing more than a construct created by man to inspire fear and promote order. If you wish to see me struck down for all these atrocities, use your own hands to do so, not God's.
And then the way he died is just epic. He had an ironic death too. Since there are questions, you know, Ishbalan's belief in his own religion, his own God, says surely in the deepest, darkest depths of your heart, you start to doubt that there was a God at all. All of a sudden, sunlight comes through off of the eclipse, shines in his light because he's holding the sword up to his eyes. Scar strikes, kills him, blows off both his arms. And then he's like, well, but if there's a God, this must be their way of getting back at me. And then here comes Lanfan, like, and he's like, and they sent the person they killed to do the final blow. And Lanfan asked him all these questions. And in he gave one answer that I was so like, okay, that makes sense. The only person he truly ever loved was his wife. Why? Because it's the only thing he actually controlled.
Ishvala! I guess I was mistaken! I thought the science of alchemy was abhorrent to the eyes of Ishvala, the one you believe to be the creator of all things! Have you abandoned your god? You would leave him? So easily? Is your god so readily lost to your people? Is he? Hearing the Ishvalan civil war! When you were surrounded by nothing but despair! Surely somewhere in the darkest depths of your heart, you began to believe that there was no god in this world at all!
Last words you'd like to say?
None.
such a sad life. Tell me, Bradley, was there anyone who you loved? Any friends? Your wife?
My wife.
Are you saying you have nothing? No message for her? When she finds out what you are?
Your trivial words of sorrow, of love and guilt mean nothing to me, young lady. My wife understands. She is the woman that I chose to live by my side. There are no more words that need to pass between us now. That's what it means to be the wife of the Führer.
He admires, just saying, that's the one thing that he enjoyed the chaos, which I think kind of made up for the fact that his character never really showed much anger. He enjoyed all the chaos that the humans were causing towards Father's plans, which Pride got upset with when he heard that. Because, of course, Pride was like, I could report you to Father for saying such treasonous things. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I think Wrath would kick your ass if you pushed him too far. Mm-hmm. But he was just so, even when it got on his nerves, he was just so happy that somebody was trying to buck the trend, because everything in his life was so predetermined. He was predetermined to become the Führer of Amestris. He was predetermined to be a homunculus. He was predetermined to do all this stuff. The only thing he wasn't predetermined to be was somebody's wife, was somebody's husband, and he chose that. What topic? The cartoon themes one?
No.
The top two?
The fighting.
Oh, okay. Well, fights, shit. Yeah.
We got on Full Metal. I'm like, oh, God. Maybe you want to rewatch the whole thing.
This is going to be a mixed bag episode.
Yeah.
This is a mix. We're going to title it the mixed bag episode. We start off talking about one topic, we lead to another one. And one stays over here now, her eyes rolling like The Undertaker. Literally. I see nothing but white.
See your eyes open.
You're fine, nigga. Okay, but yeah, I said Stein Wrath. That's another one I'll do research on.
I got one.
Okay, this is the last one.
Rony Kenshin.
Mm-hmm.
And Zolo. Zoro from One Piece.
I ain't too familiar with Rony Kenshin, so.
Oh, son of a bitch. Really?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that at all.
Red hair, X on his face, mark. You know who Zoro is, don't you?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Rory Kenshin. Battle Sai. You're not an anime fan. God, what? What? Rony Kenshin, you will actually like that.
I'll watch it.
You have to. You will actually like it. I think your favorite character you would like is what's his name?
You don't even know.
Yeah, his body is wrapped up in wraps. You would like this dude. Let me look it up real quick. So say something while I look this up.
Okay, I'll say something. Oh damn, you woke up just in time. Mm-hmm. I was about to get her snoring too. Hi there.
Let's go.
Is you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got the couch kind of dipping there.
Mm-hmm.
You done kicked off two of the things there.
Mm-hmm.
What you dream about?
Alright, Brian.
Is everything okay?
Shishio.
Who?
Shishio.
How powerful is he?
Toughest villain I ever faced.
How many like him then?
Yeah, I think he might.
You know what? Shoot, I thought about it. Of all the animes I watch, I usually like the characters that are either like extremely powerful or extremely complex. Think about it though.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Z, Gohan. Extremely complex. Well, not complex,
not
but
complex.
Complex in the way that how he handles shit.
I don't want to fight you.
I don't want to fight you. Super Saiyan. I don't want to fight you. Super Saiyan 2. Nigga, get your ass over here. Fuck you up. I will never forgive you. Oh, Mystic. Man. You can't beat me.
Yeah.
What's back wrong? To Super Saiyan. What's I don't want to fight you.
I thought he was going to fight me. What's wrong, boo-boo?
I am not boo-boo.
Oh, man.
Alright, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. This has been what should have been the cartoon theme songs episode, but now the mixed bag episode, where Matthew rants a lot, Orlando's ass hurts, and Aja sleeps. Till next time, probably next episode, you will finally get the Pokemon beginning episodes of what all of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever has to offer. Yeah. You know the voices that were involved. If not, I'm Matthew. The sleeping one's Aja.
I'm Orlando. Thank you, folks.
Oh, this motherfucker ass.